Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 23rd of March. It's the start of a special week of racing as the 2015 British flat season on turf begins with a full weekend of racing at Doncaster this coming Saturday and Sunday. The Betway Lincoln Handicap, a famous heritage handicap over the straight mile, is the highlight on Saturday, offering prize money of £100,000. Last year's winner, Ocean Tempest, trained at Newmarket by John Ryan, looks set to be in the lineup. Fellow Newmarket trainer William Haggis has a good record in the race. And the Yorkshireman could be represented by Marge All, who won a race for maidens at Beverley last season. Mind Your Own Business landed the Lincoln Trial on the all-weather track at Wolverhampton earlier this month, and he's a fancied contender. Saturday's action also features the Betway Spring Mile, the £45,000 consolation race for horses entered for but eliminated from the big race, while the Camage Trophy, a listed race for talented sprinters, and the Doncaster Mile, the other listed race on the programme, are further highlights. Racing on Saturday begins at 1:25 with the Brocklesby Stakes, the traditional race for precocious two-year-olds making their debuts on turf. Saturday's final race is the first round of the Go Racing in Yorkshire Future Stars Apprentice Series for 2015. It's the third year of this special series for apprentice jockeys on the Yorkshire courses, and last year's series winner, Megan Carberry, tells me she is likely to have a ride in the race. Racing on Sunday at Doncaster, Family Fun Day, is set to start at 2:15. There's a variety of attractions for young racegoers, and the feature race is the Doncaster Shield, a conditions race over 1.5 miles. Before all that, there's racing over jumps at Wetherby on Friday, due to start at 2:20. It's the annual Wear a Hat Day, part of a national campaign to raise awareness of brain tumour research. Now, the organisation responsible for promoting and marketing racing in the UK, Great British Racing, have decreed that the Flat Jockeys Championship will be somewhat controversially changed and that it will not begin at Doncaster but at the Guineas meeting at Newmarket in early May and conclude at Ascot on British Champions Day on the 17th of October and not, as in the past, at the end of the flat season on turf at Doncaster in early November. I have to say I find it all rather baffling. The present system was very simple in determining the jockey's title. Now it means that races won in March, April and right at the end of the season on turf will not count towards the championship. To me it's like saying that the first three races in the Formula One Grand Prix season and the last three races don't count towards the Drivers' Championship. Totally illogical, as the late Mr. Spock would say. Anyway, enjoy your racing.